Guys, it's the Fresh Air Podcast. Excuse my voice. I'm a little sick, something slight. But what's up? It's Ish.
It's Ju.
It's Cam.
Hey, we have a special guest today,
y'all. So, y'all, let's welcome Cameron Deans, one of our good friends, onto the show. A lot of people been asking us about features, and let me tell y'all right now, when y'all hear this episode, don't hit the DMs like, all right, when I'm next.
Literally.
Relax.
People texting me, so when am I going to be on your podcast?
Relax. I feel honored. We know that we have so many people in our, you know, network that have a lot of things to offer. So if you're out there and you're listening, you might meet next. Just relax.
It's just if it aligns with the theme of what we're talking about. Like, you know, so if I'm like, boom, I think this person would be great. That's what we're going to talk about. But once again, we have Cameron Deans here. Mm-hmm. And we're going to tell you, we're going to introduce Cam a little different. You know, we're not going to say all the credentials.
We're
going to
ask her some questions. We're going to see what she talk about. Mm-hmm. And we're going to let her, you know, do her little, hi, my name is, intro.
You know.
All right, so Cam, first off, hot Cheetos or Takis?
Neither.
Burritos.
That just threw me. Like, the
Cam was on the playground. Niggas hustling Cheetos and Takis. Oh, no. She told some, I want the Fritos at the end of the bag.
Like, anything with a little spice.
Oh my God.
Do you remember like when they used to give us chips and they would, and everybody would take the Cheetos, Doritos,
Cam was the one
racking up the Fritos.
Y'all know anybody eat them, so she probably had like,
oh, y'all don't want these? Okay, I'll take them.
Heard you. And then it became her favorite.
All right.
I mean, I like Fritos too, though. But I like the little chili ones.
Oh, so
the chili curls.
So she don't even like those.
What? So you're wicked.
They gotta be plain.
Okay, so but next question: Chick-fil-A chicken sandwich or the Popeye's chicken sandwich?
Chick-fil-A, y'all.
She's true to Chick-fil-A. I'm gonna let y'all in on a little secret. I'm a vegetarian. But I did try that Popeye's chicken sandwich.
I have to be in the mood for Popeye's.
Yeah, they did what they had to do.
Yeah.
Chick-fil-A, I get what you're saying. It's convenient. It's always accessible. But Popeye's, you got to wait in that.
And Chick-fil-A classic. Like, you know that Chick-fil-A is going to hit.
Yeah.
Like, you know what it's going to taste like. With the Popeye's, it was like hit or miss. Like,
yeah.
Some people loved it.
The overall service for Chick-fil-A, like, my pleasure. Like,
yeah,
just
okay.
Popeye's, you got an attitude.
Yeah.
Them niggas are overworked.
But at Chick-fil-A, all the people I've known that ever worked at Chick-fil-A was like, that shit is a lie. It is not my pleasure.
No. Well, I mean, it's like any job, like, you know? Yeah,
thank you for choosing. How can I change your life today?
Okay. All right, so last question before we know, you know, let Cam introduce herself the, you know, polite way. What do you think is the best album or was the best album of 2019?
That is easily So Much Fun by Young Thug.
Easily. Okay.
Easily.
That is my spirit animal.
Okay, I love Young Thug.
I love that. But we want to thank you for being here, and then we want to allow you to introduce yourself. Tell us some fun facts about yourself. Things that you want the viewers to know who you are, you know? So, go ahead.
All right, guys. Well, my name is Cameron Deans. I am a third-year student at the illustrious...
Period. Say that.
North Carolina Agricultural and Technical State University. I'm from Bowie, Maryland, gorgeous Prince George's County.
Ooh! That's a good one!
I'm a journalism and mass communication student with a concentration in public relations and a minor in political science. That's really long. And I am the founder and CEO of SheCom, a women's empowerment organization dedicated to networking and developing young women, especially geared towards the fields of communications and politics. You know, I really want to see African-American women, especially, and all women, excel in high political roles. We need more women in the government.
I
need a woman in the White House.
Hey.
And I'm also the founder of Cam's Closet, a small jewelry business. I haven't really expanded as much as I wanted to in that area. But, yes.
Okay.
That's amazing.
I love that. Thank you for being here.
And y'all have to know that every one of our friends is doing popping big shit like that. You know what I'm saying?
So,
like, all y'all popping big
so
shit.
I'm so honored to be here today. Fresh air.
All y'all are popping big shit. So we're about to, you know, real quick before we dive into our juicy topic for today. Ish, what's your tip, sis?
My tip, it's been a decade, you feel me? It's, I'm going to be honest with you.
Okay.
I wasn't even thinking about the fact that it was the end of a decade.
Right.
Until it was all over my Twitter feed. And I was like, oh, wow, it's really the end of a decade. And I was 10 at the beginning of this decade.
That's crazy.
And now I'm 20.
That's crazy.
Like, we're 20. So my temp is like the decade. And then Spotify doing the whole music of the decade reading me. They was like, sis, you used to listen to like some weird ass country music. And now you really love like.
You still do.
Now you really love like R&B and or whatever. And I just want to shout out to my artist of the decade. Her name is Mahalia. If you don't know her, go listen to her. She got some bops.
She has that song Grateful out right now.
Yeah, I will be
there. That song is actually dope.
I'm not even trying to be hipster, but I used to mess with Mahalia before all that, before the fame.
You said the same thing about Lizzo.
Exactly. And look where they are now. So basically I have an eye for music and they should sign me.
They should sign you.
Yeah, as just like a person
who scouts
the musical, the music artist. Yeah, but what's your temp?
My temp, wow. So honestly, you know, I feel like I always come with the political temps. I'm just keep it on there. So, Miss Harris, is it Kamala? Kamala?
I call her Kamala, but I thought that was Kamala.
She has dropped out of the Dem race. Honestly. For me, a lot of people was mad on Twitter, like, oh, you guys let a black woman fail. And I mean, honestly, I think her getting that far was honestly further than I thought she would. Mm-hmm. And on top of that, I've expressed this opinion earlier in the season. I think she's an op. I think that she, of course, you know, there are people, this is what a prosecutor does. This is what the DA does. And that's facts. But you know, Cam was just talking about black women being in high political standings. And she took those jobs and then she completely did not stick to the platform that she used to get there. Mm-hmm. Of course, we wanted a Howard educated. She's a part of the Divine Nine, you know, things that are highly esteemed in the black community. But she just wasn't the one. You know what I'm saying? Like, just because she's black and she's a woman and she's AKA and she went to Howard and she can stand on the yard and be hip. I mean, the woman lied earlier this year about she used to smoke weed to Snoop Dogg in the 80s. Y'all, Snoop Dogg was a 10-year-old in the 80s. You was not sipping on gin and juice at Howard. You wasn't. So, good luck to her. I'm pretty sure she's going to be in somebody's cabinet, though. Somebody's going to recruit her. Mm-hmm. Bernie 2020, but that's all. That's it.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And that's then, Cam, what's your tip?
That was really good.
Oh, thanks.
That was really good. But mine is, I have a 70 in this class. And this exam is gonna make or break my grade.
Hey man, she just
you spoke to a lot of. You literally spoke to our whole viewer pool.
Someone out there felt that.
Like, I don't know. I don't know, y'all. But
right, because it's not like you haven't. It's like that weird thing where you grind out all semester, like you do the work type stuff. But then life, the older you get in college, I realize life is just hitting you. Yeah. You gotta pay rent. Mm-hmm. You gotta do this. If you had to take an L every once in a while, you do.
But even then, it's like, I'm not, like, I'm this close to not taking that L.
Right.
And so I just need a 72. I just need to be pushed over.
I just need a little. Boop.
Especially with the final. It's like, with the final exam, it's like, I just need to make just.
Yeah.
Just a little bit over that 70.
I'm always that girl that's calculated before. If I get
at least a, you know, yeah.
This has been my hardest semester. Yeah. Definitely. After Jiho, I never recovered.
Oh, Jesus.
After Jiho, I never recovered.
Jiho, I don't know who I thought I was, partying 7 days a week, but that girl honestly took me out for the rest of the semester.
Hey,
bro.
Well, I feel like, yeah, I enjoyed all of those tips, and I definitely can relate to all of that. All that. The whole feed has just been Kamala. I don't know how to pronounce her name. Kamala. Decade. Finals week. Final season. Grind time.
Niggas are stressed.
And we are. But even in that stressness, right? That's the reason we're here. Like, our podcast is here. Mm-hmm. Decompress. Listen to us. You know, talk to us to yourself and like the radio and stuff or whatever. Like, if you listen to it over a speaker and whatnot. But then that brings us to like today's topic. Mm-hmm. And our topic is me, myself, and I. Self-branding. And establishing that relationship, right, with yourself and your own personal brand. And that's why we wanted Cam to be on our episode, because I feel like you had SheCom. Because I don't know, you can educate me a little bit about it. Because Com is my major too, but you had SheCom. And then, like, I saw you go through the whole rebrand kind of thing. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, well, having to do all of that and then being like creatives and content creators ourselves, mm-hmm. it's like, we're eventually going to have to do that, right? Mm-hmm. And so having somebody who already experienced that and experienced creating a brand and creating a name for yourself and that kind mm-hmm. of thing, that's why we wanted to feature you on here. And I'm pretty sure we had a couple questions that we asked mm-hmm. you and that we wanted you to ask you and talk to you about. And I feel like our first question has to do with self-growth, mm-hmm. right? And growing your own self-brand. So, like, could you describe to us why self-growth is, like, vital and essential? And then describe how, like, self-branding is tied into that and then what mm-hmm. that has to do with self-growth.
Okay. Well, first, self-branding. Well, let me first define self-branding because mm-hmm. not everybody knows what that is. But self-branding is basically a vivid indication of the best you have to offer. It includes your contributions, your value. Mm-hmm. And especially, I feel like, as college students, branding is a necessity for seeking a job, seeking... just relationships, networking, mm-hmm. essentially networking. That's the main goal. So definitely self-growth, from a company standpoint, just like talking about employees mm-hmm. or whatnot. They love to see self-growth. You're constantly improving yourself, constantly mm-hmm. has something to prove, constantly contributing to society. Mm-hmm. Jobs love to see that. Mm-hmm. And overall, people just love to see that. When mm-hmm. networking, you can go ahead and show all that you accomplished, mm-hmm. Things of that nature.
Definitely.
So I would just say self-branding in general is important to self-growth because it allows others to see what mm-hmm. you have done.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's really big.
I agree with you. And I just think my major is on the other end of the spectrum, though. I'm like broadcast journalism mm-hmm. and like multimedia journalism, things like that, which it's like my whole thing is creating that brand for myself so that somebody mm-hmm. will want me to be their news anchor mm-hmm. or somebody want me to be their like host or something mm-hmm. Or write articles for them, right? So my whole thing has to do with self-brand mm-hmm. and like that journey to locating, well, what is my brand?
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like what do I want people to see? Or how do I want people to see me and take me and represent me? And I feel like self-brand has to do, yes, with the like, business side of it, but I also think it has to do with like how you present yourself on the daily, mm-hmm. how you present yourself
on social media.
Yeah,
social media is your as college students, especially because I just feel like I connect so much with college students.
Mm-hmm. That's what we are.
Yeah, right, that's what we're doing.
But I feel like our personal brand is on social media.
Yeah,
like there's no other way around it. Yes, when you present yourself to other people, of course, like mm-hmm. physical. But what we post, what we retweet, everything like that contributes mm-hmm. to our personal brand. Mm-hmm. So that's why, like, when your mama and your daddy, when you were younger, telling you, make sure don't be posting don't be doing all that. That stuff comes back.
Yeah.
That stuff really comes back, and it all contributes to your personal brand. Are.
And see, that's crazy because I'm not a communications student like my two lovely ladies here, and I did want to get into politics. I'm not sure about that anymore. But I had to go back to my Twitter and clean some stuff up because those things will come back to you. And like you were saying, I know we were the generation, we're talking about decades, we were the generation that kind of ushered in social media. And like, you know, we didn't think much of it. You remember, well, I don't know if it was different in Maryland, but in North Carolina, we used to have them twerk butts posting their twerk mm-hmm. videos on Facebook and stuff like that and deleting that. But your carbon footprint also relates to your brand. Mm-hmm. So somewhere, someone is going to find that. Mm-hmm. Especially being in college, like, you know, a big thing, I don't know if this is HBCU culture and y'all can help me out. We've all gone to HBCUs, but like stuff like party promoting where mm-hmm. you're using very explicit videos to promote parties, or you know, just simply saying swear words on a TL mm-hmm. or something that's a pet peeve, and it probably people might not care about this, is I hate when people capitalize the first letter of every word on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. Like, that is just irresponsible. So I think social media and our generation being that generation to usher it in, and then we're also being the generation to revise it and flip it. Like, people are making money off that. So
yeah, but is it possible? I was about to ask, is it possible to do both? Is it possible to have that self-brand that's mm-hmm. going to get me the job mm-hmm. but also that self-brand that I want cool people and my friends to see, you know what I mean?
I feel like there's no really differentiation. Like, it has to be both. Mm-hmm. Like, you have to find a common ground mm-hmm. what's respectable, what can I present myself to jobs, and what mm-hmm. way do I want to look cool right. to these yeah. people. Like, there's just no in between, especially mm-hmm. these days, because people can track every account you mm-hmm. have, either if it's like a burner account or something like that. Mm-hmm. So.
Or like a Finsta.
If the FBI see my Finsta.
I'm not saying that. No, they're just going to be like, she's super emotional. That's all they're going to say about me.
They're going to admit me to somebody. Nah.
They're going to be like, why does she cry so much? Like, nah, why is it
I think also being in college, the perception of cool varies where you are and what facet you are. So I know freshman year, it was really cool to be a party promoter. With a specific, you know, I ain't gonna say no name, but it was very, you know, popular to do that. And now I don't know if it's the older I get or if it's literally the culture changing, but now it's more cool to be in things like SGA, or it's more cool to be, you know, more political, or it's more cool to be actually making change on campus. And a lot of it is cap on social media, but the fact that people are willing to cap like that, when originally their cap was, I'm going to all these parties, I'm doing all of this, but now the cap is, I'm over here dorm storming and collecting, you know.
Do you think that has to do, I'm sorry to cut you off, do you think that has to do with your specific?
That's what I'm saying, like, I don't know, and Cam can tell, because, like.
But even Cam, I feel like even all three of us, like, we're, in the sense of, like, we're academic, or like we're
academics, and
when you're academic and when you have a political science minor, when you were thinking about going into politics and communications and stuff, not blinders on, but the things that you definitely are going to see have to do with you. So do you think it's that, or do you think collectively?
I still think that freshman year, everybody's fucking wild. It's facts. I'm saying that's where my thing is, like, even then my goals were slightly the same. But the people, and that's what I'm saying, the people around me were definitely changing often freshman year. So it was a thing of, like, at the end of freshman year, everybody's running for something. Whereas when we first got here, it was a sprinkle. Yeah. And then it switched again to where last spring semester, people are more so trying to build for themselves, build that brand for themselves outside of organizations.
And I can definitely say, like, I definitely used to be one of those party promoters. But I don't know. I guess I just found that motivation. Like, I didn't come from Maryland to here to, like, just be a party promoter. Right. Yeah. So, like, creating SheComp, creating Cam's Closet, like, it really gave me motivation to pursue higher jobs, to pursue higher positions.
I definitely think that if you can, like, when jobs are looking at you, if you can do that stuff on your own, you know what I mean? Like,
imagine
it looks better.
Imagine what you can do for the company.
Yeah. So, that's like, that's what I'm saying. Like, if you can have that, if you can start that, or to say that you're the founder of that, or the creator of a podcast, and I want to go into this as my, like, life thing, it's like, okay, you have something to offer.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? And so, yeah. So, I definitely think social media, self-growth, and all that, all those things go together. And I do think we are in college, so everything is super important. If you're a freshman listening to this and you're like, well, I'm a party promoter, but, like,
there's nothing wrong with being a party promoter. It's just how you promote yourself in doing that. So I was just about to say, like, for social media, I think even in self-branding with social media, I've been through this where, like, I just used to post pictures, right, with captions. Now I post pictures in what I like to call a series in different points of my life. That's a self-branding thing for me. You get what I'm saying? For a freshman out there, if you are listening, like, if you are at Green Street every Friday, that's cool. But it's how you present yourself. Because even being a party promoter, we're just saying party promoter, but that's a business. You know what I'm saying? That's event planning or event hosting. And you can turn that into a business. It's just how you decide to flip it.
Yeah, I agree.
And it's also not just necessarily jobs. It's how you want others to perceive you on campus. Like, like you were saying, SGA, would you want somebody in a position who's always out partying instead of doing their work?
Right.
So it goes back to your credibility as well.
That's a good one.
But I feel like in college you learn how to do both. And, like, that, I think that's the one thing that I would hound on. Like, you can do that if you can handle the other stuff too, and not have other people necessarily, like, in your business when it comes to that. You know what I mean?
That's important.
And I feel like it's also important to note that every brand is different.
Definitely.
Do not change your whole self brand to look match, like, or to match the aesthetic of somebody else's. Because I feel like when I want people to know me, it's like I want them to know color. And I want them to think of, like, light. So when I'm thinking of my brand, I'm like, well, I want all my highlights to be a rainbow. So people are like, okay. When I think of Ishii, I think of a rainbow. I think of somebody that's, like, inclusive and diverse and this, like, And that's not only my aesthetic, but I want that also to be my brand. I want people to feel.
If someone were to copy that,
then it would be like literally.
And this is why.
And this is why. Like, I thought all of that through very in depth. So you have to take that time to really work on yourself and grow yourself, right? But then, go ahead.
Girl, the one of the worst things you can do actually is mock your brand off of somebody else's.
Oh, yeah.
Cause that just shows that you're unauthentic.
I can't say the word unauthentic.
And then what I said about credibility,
right?
Like, if I don't want something that's been done by somebody
else,
make yourself unique, you know?
Yeah, I agree with that 100%. And then when do I have to mentally make the decision that, okay, I grew myself, I have this platform now. Right, I have these viewers, I have these people. Mm-hmm. When do I have to know when to rebrand? Right, and when is changing that brand necessary? And not even necessarily changing it, but bringing it to another level, right? And elevating that self-brand. Mm-hmm. When does that switch happen?
I would say it happens when you think it happens. Mm-hmm. Honestly, mm-hmm. oftentimes we think we need to keep up with society. We need to keep up with mm-hmm. the latest trend and thing, like things of that nature, which is true occasionally. Mm-hmm. But in regards to a personal brand, you should stay committed to your personal brand until you think it's time to rebrand yourself.
Okay, that's good.
You shouldn't change according to what you think it needs to be or what you aspire it to be. Mm-hmm. But definitely don't don't compare it mm-hmm. and don't change it based off of comparison.
Yeah, so, I definitely agree.
Commitment.
Yeah, commitment.
Committing to that. And I feel like...
committed to it.
So I'm going to tell a little story. I like telling stories. So I'm going to tell a little story. And Aisha had to check me this week because this story literally just happened. So we are a growing podcast. And like, honestly, we haven't... You know, you set goals for yourself, whether you're a creative, whether you're an entrepreneur or whatever. And then sometimes people come... And, you know, they're in your realm or your sphere of influence, and they come, and they might start something similar to you. So, like, for example, you have Cam's Closet. It would be like, if I start Jew's Closet, like, you're like, hold on, wait a minute, you know? Mm-hmm. And sometimes it can feel like an overshadow of your brand, you know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? So, like, I'm trying to do this thing, and then this other person is trying to do the same thing. You mm-hmm. get what I'm saying? So how do I set my venture apart from their venture? So, like... Mm-hmm. There's this new podcast that I know has popped up, and they're pretty pop, and it's a nice podcast. But for me, it's just like, well, dang, we've been out here grinding longer, mm-hmm. and I just don't feel like, you know, our mm-hmm. brand matches up to their brand. And I think it goes back to what you're saying about credibility and also commitment. So, like, just because right now in this stage, your brand is probably going through rebranding, or you're probably going through growth, does not negate the fact that it's still your brand.
Yeah, and it still exists, and it's right. still valid. I feel like that's the big thing that you have to also understand, just like we said, don't mock somebody else's brand. You can't necessarily compare yourself mm-hmm. in a sense of what it is that you're specifically doing to somebody else, because you have different journeys. And I don't care how many times I tell people this, they're always like, but right now they got 4,000 followers and I only got 400. Right? That's okay. That's okay.
Because your connection to those 400 followers can be much stronger
exactly.
than their connection to their 4,000. Exactly. And also, we are in the age where money talks. So if you can afford, and I'm not saying this is what people do, but if you can afford to go and purchase, you know, followers or purchase influencers or even interns or things of that nature to help you grow your brand, it's definitely different. Your come up stories are different.
Yeah.
So.
Also, when you have that passion mm-hmm. for your brand, like mm-hmm. I have such a passion for SheCom, you know, mm-hmm. when you have that commitment and others see that you have that passion and commitment, mm-hmm. that's what makes you stand out. That's definitely. What makes you unique. That's what people see and yeah. are committed
attracted
to your brand.
Right.
Yeah. And that's what I'm saying. That's the one thing, especially with like the Fresh Air podcast, no matter what happened, how the semester goes, like how we're doing this, it's always... The one thing that brings me back to loving it is the people who are listening to us. And that literally. Sounds like really sappy.
Really cliche.
But really cliche. But like yesterday, it was in a moment and I'm like, well, dang, this other podcast is popping and doing this, but we're also doing it. Mm-hmm. Somebody reached out to me from Houston, Texas,
wow.
and was like, I really enjoy your podcast. I've never met this person in my life. And I was like, this is random.
Who is she?
Exactly. This has to be random. But then that happened. And then my professor was like, well, sis, I listened to your podcast. And yeah. even though I didn't, this all happened yesterday, and I cannot make this up, literally. My teacher's like,
usually when she says she cannot make this shit up, she has made this shit up, but she has not made
like,
this
literally,
shit up.
Like, literally, I received a text message from my teacher that's like, yeah, I gave you that extension. But by the way, I also listen to your podcast, right. and I really think that you guys could be something. Because, I don't connect to it because I'm an adult married woman. I've been through college, like, all that. But what you're talking about is very interesting, and it's very, you know what I mean? So that right there resonated with me as, even though it's not, we have different platforms, mm-hmm. right? The people that are listening to it are engaging with it and they enjoy it and they feel it enough, you know?
And I also think that you all being college African-American women, mm-hmm. your platform is so much different. Usually we see these white males doing podcasts from their dorm room.
About football.
What video game is true or something like that. I just feel like you all's is very unique and it's authentic and it's real. Most of the time it's made up or it's like just about hair or makeup. Yeah. But like y'all talk about everything and keep it real. So. Mm. Uh-huh.
Thank you. And that's what we want. Hey, man, that's what we want.
Thank you. I'm going to made a real nigga shut up to
you. But yeah, even with that, like deciding, you know, when to elevate that brand, when to rebrand and all that. And then next, I wanted to just talk about, or we wanted to talk about brand determination. And that's how I encompass all of it.
Okay, that sounds like a key term. Like.
Right. Brand determination. But who determines that brand for you? Mm-hmm. It is self-brand. But you could have influences of other people, right? Mm-hmm. And it could be influenced by other people. So who ultimately determines your self-brand mm-hmm. and who you are as a person, right?
Well, I would ultimately say yourself.
Yeah, right. Myself but, and I.
Like, for example, Shecom. I knew something. I want to change the world. That's my essential goal. I want to change the world. I want to see more women. I want to see more mm-hmm. African-American women. Like, mm-hmm. and it starts with us. We need to be the change that we want to see.
Amen.
So, like I said, Shecom, I just determined what target I wanted to hit. That's also important in your brand. Who do you want to target? Who do you mm-hmm. want to see your brand? Who do you want to be impacted by your brand?
Mm-hmm.
So determining what your impact is definitely important in self-branding.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then how do we want to portray ourselves? So if we're talking about job searching, what jobs do we want to hit? And it also goes back to your major, of course. Mm-hmm. Where do you want to go from there? Mm-hmm. So we ultimately determine, and then we can also have outside influences. I feel mm-hmm. like just people can influence what you want to do in life and your passion. So
I agree. I definitely agree. And that's, I feel like we're connecting. It's literally my whole, that sounds weird, but like my whole life when people ask me, what do you want to do? I'm like, I want to change the world.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, well, how do you want to do that? I'm like, I can tell you like 10 different ways I can think of off the top of my dome. Mm-hmm. Like that we could change.
Go ahead, say it right now. Let's start.
Like, that really we could change the shit that's happening right now. But that's always been that thing. So, but I do feel like, I think the one part that was interesting to me is how other people do influence your brand.
Mm-hmm.
And even though you ultimately do determine that brand, mm-hmm. other people have influences. Yes. Right. And then they could, even if it's like in a positive light, you can see somebody doing something that's like amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That's friggin' awesome. And you're like, I want to hold that much referent power,
mm-hmm.
right? And that can influence then your self-brand.
Definitely.
Right?
I would actually have to say there was a seminar I went to last December mm-hmm. with Kariatu Jallo. She's the founder and CEO of Crown Corner. Mm-hmm. You all probably seen her on campus a lot.
Yeah.
Shout out to Kariatu. But she definitely influenced my brand, actually. She made me want to – I've always talked about starting an organization for women, for African-American women, but she's the one that said, if you don't do it now, when are you going to do it?
Exactly. And then if you don't do it, somebody else will.
And let me tell y'all, hold on, because I can't even speak. I'm about to start, shouting because I just felt that one. Legitimately, y'all, self-branding, we're about to veer off for a quick second, starts with self-belief.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't believe that you can do it, one, it's never going to get done. Mm-hmm. I know sometimes we joke, if God don't do it, it ain't going to get done. But legitimately, if you do not do it, it will not get done. Aisha and I have been, we have a lot of projects together. That's just no cap. We have a makeup business together. We have this podcast mm-hmm. together. We have some projects coming up in 2020 together. Like, honestly, if we don't do it, it won't get done. We have come up with so many ideas that have been snatched. Like, I'm like, was this person literally like, sitting in the room and stole our idea? Yeah. And the difference is, and look, I've tweeted this, I've posted it on all sorts of, you are not, you're not incapable of doing anything. Mm-hmm. The difference between you and the person who's doing what you want is that they have the audacity. They have the audacity to take that jump, that leap, and do what they have to do. And yes, it's like you said earlier about passion. People are going to peep their passion and support that. The difference is you didn't have the audacity. You didn't have the faith to step out. And so with this podcast, I said, Aisha, we can't talk about this no more.
We got to do it.
But we only got one mic. I was like, we only have one mic. We don't even have a mic. We don't have the software. We don't have... Fuck it. Let's do it. The baby. Fuck it. Like, we're going to do it. And we're doing it. And I think sometimes it's about, like you said, you have to have that push. Mm-hmm. And I think sometimes when we think about people influencing your brand, mm-hmm. I always jump to the fact of not negative, but envy and mm-hmm. jealousy. And that mm-hmm. is something that does push us because we're human. But yeah. you also have to think about the positive people. Like, you're talking about Kariatu. Kariatu is an amazing woman. Mm-hmm. Like, if you're listening to this girl, hey, girl. Because I know her through African Aggies because we're both West African. And I've seen her. Like, we're not super close, but I've seen her. And you mm-hmm. know that thing where you see other women and you're mm-hmm. like, they're doing their thing.
Yes, that's the representation.
They're doing their thing, and that's what I want for myself. Not necessarily to compete, because that's mm-hmm. never the goal. Exactly. But I'm seeing what you're doing, and I want that for myself. And for her, she said, Cam, have the audacity. Mm-hmm. And you did, and she commented something that I support. If y'all don't know, y'all go check it out. What's at the
underscore,
at? Period.
Shecom underscore.
Period.
Twitter coming soon.
Period. You have to have the audacity to do mm-hmm. something, and you have to have the audacity and passion mm-hmm. to grow that brand. Because sometimes it is about, well, dang, I'm not good enough. So my brand, your brand is going to reflect how you feel about yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So I 100% agree. Right. I agree with what you're saying. You have to, you and have I think the key part audacity. Is that you have to have the audacity coupled with the work. So you can't just have the audacity and not have the passion, the drive, and the work. You have to have them all working together.
You have to have consistency.
Yes. Mm. All of those things in order to start something. Because I just think that key part is if you don't do it, somebody else will. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it too many times.
It's happened. And that shit is heartbreaking.
And it's like, well, dang. But then still, just because they're doing it doesn't mean you still can't. It's the mm-hmm. key part. You know what I mean? And with makeup, specifically for me, makeup's my thing. And I saw a young woman doing people's makeup, making $60 from a face, mm-hmm. something that
charges. We're charging
$25 for twice the amount of effort mm-hmm. and work and mm-hmm. even the look. Like, people are out here charging $60 for mm-hmm. and I mean, our brand is like inexpensive. It's a work in progress, but our brand is inexpensive, right? Our mm-hmm. brand is Thrifty Beats, mm-hmm. so you get like a beat face for an inexpensive price. So that is our brand. But it was just the idea that this person is booked and busy, but their work doesn't, from my perspective, necessarily match up with that, right? Mm-hmm. So for me, it's like having the audacity to be like, well, okay, but guess what? I'm going to still do it. Mm-hmm. I'm going to still keep
going. And I also feel like sometimes looking at others' work can be motivation.
Yeah,
so like definitely. You said, seeing somebody's work, doing the same work for $60, that would just give me the courage to, oh, well, I'm just going to perfect my craft, mm-hmm. get on my own shit.
Period.
And I'm going to be charging $80.
You feel me? You feel me?
Yeah, I definitely use that as motivation.
Motivation. I think agree. a very simple kind of antidote to that is like in high school, I don't know if anybody else high school did this, but we had a Facebook page where people would post their prom dress so nobody mm-hmm. else wore the same prom dress. And it's like, that's stuff like that is heartbreaking when you know this the dress, y'all. This the idea. This that thing that's really going to take me there. And then somebody posts their dress. And guess what? It's your dress. Somebody posts, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Somebody posts your idea. Somebody takes your idea. And we've had that. And that's heartbreaking. And I think it all starts with having the audacity and the belief in yourself and your brand. So
and then passion. And the work. And then
consistency.
Boom.
You can't forget those. I'm not good at math. I actually dropped out this semester of math. But I will tell you that equation. That equation is going to get you there.
It'll get you there. And it will definitely help with that branding, the rebranding process, and then determining that brand and sticking to it, right? That'll all help mm-hmm. together. And I feel like this whole time we've talked about like those tips, you know, we went a little couple of tangents or whatnot. But then I would like to move into like some tips, right? Mm-hmm. Some specific tips. We've given some gems.
We've given you some gems.
Like laying down some, or from your perspective, mm-hmm. Cam, like those top three tips for you, or like top three things that you could tell somebody about self-branding and self-marketing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so actually, I created these tips myself. They're called mm-hmm. the 5 C's.
Okay. So. That brand, C's. Cam, let's do it. Let's go.
So I want to say competence. is my ability to get from point A to point B, my passion for results, my accountability in my work. Mm-hmm. So focus on what you need to do to better yourself and maintain confidence. So that goes with the consistency, the what do you want to see, how are you going to get from point A to point B, essentially. And then we have connections. So creating those relationships, networking. There are many ways you can improve your communication and build on your relationships, like better public speaking skills, just how you interact with people. And then courage, which you were saying about audacity, focusing on both the personal and professional areas in which a person can benefit from a little courage. Mm-hmm. So having that drive to do a little better, getting that little push to pursue that brand. You don't want to live your personal brand only in the professional world.
Right. So, exactly. That's a good one. That's a good one.
Number four is character. Thinking about character. So the small promises you're making and keeping them. Yeah. So what promise are you making to your audience about your brand? Can you keep that up? You know? And then credibility. Like I was saying, there are several areas where we can lose credibility. So like one of these reputations, checking your phone when you're in a meeting or something like that, losing your credibility, and dishonoring your commitments.
Yeah.
Again, like I said, so those are my five C's.
Those were good.
Those were good. I feel like that's great. Because we said give us three. She said, I'm going to give you five.
What we say when we say the people out here that we know personally are doing great things. Reunion's going to look like a lot of broken bags, a lot of money in the air.
I love to see it. And I feel like just from the fresh air perspective, the one thing that I didn't note in this whole conversation that every person noted, but I feel like a way to gemify it and make it is that your network is your net worth, especially in college. Your network.
Is that you? Is that you? You want to put that on a shirt? You know how black people love their shirt? Is that you?
I'm weak. I believe that your network is your net worth. And that I feel like that embodies all of those things because everything affects your network, everything, your credibility, your competence, your belief in yourself. That affects the people who you want to be in your circle. You ever heard birds of a feather flock together?
That's literally facts.
Your network is, and in college, at a place where we're trying to find jobs after this, or we're trying to get into a master's program.
Unfortunately, it's not what you know, but who you know.
Exactly. And it's a part of, yes, what you know, but also being able to connect with people and people's belief in you then makes that connection even easier because they're like, I've seen her grow. I've seen her do this. I've seen her be capable. And then that network is then, okay, now let's offer her a job.
It's solidified.
So she gets the money.
That's,
you know what I mean?
If you see a website go up in January and on the website is a shirt that says, yo, what? Say that shit again.
Your network is your net worth.
No,
literally. TM. First
buyer. Literally. You know how them hoes be having a shirt with the red lipstick?
I'm not saying when we get older. When we get older, that might change a little bit. But right now.
Girl, that's going on the shirt.
I'm telling you, but
that's going on the shirt.
I definitely think
my soul.
I've enjoyed this conversation.
It's definitely been dope.
Self branding, establishing that relationship with yourself, and all those good things. We had some moments or whatever, and then I want to also move into like the question of the episode that we usually do. We ask people just to engage with it, and sometimes we'll answer it on here. But for the viewers, our question was, what was your like favorite episode, right? We had a lot. And even analyzing the views, we had some that got like 40 views, but then we had others that got nearly 200 views, right? So what was your favorite episode and why? Because of course we're always trying to grow our brand. We're always trying to focus on how to change and improve and elevate ourselves for using those terms specifically. So what was your favorite episode, and then how did you connect to it? So what did you connect to? Did you hate it so much that you felt like I had to let Ishii know, I didn't agree when you said this? Or did you like it so much to where you were starting other conversations with other people and you were sending the podcast like, yo, listen to this so we can talk about it. You know what I mean? So what was your favorite episode?
Because that's and the topic? Goal.
Yeah. And then why? Why was that? And I feel like if I answer that question, my favorite episode was Situationships. And why? Yeah. It's because I felt like it read a lot of people. I felt
including
like...
Including you?
It. I felt like people could listen to that and feel the read and then improve and get better.
We definitely did crunch some toes.
We did crunch some toes, but then it changes how people move. I literally had a situation just happen, and it's like somebody was like, well, you said this, use my podcast on me. And was like, you said this, so let's, they was like, you said this, so let's do it. Right. This is what you said in your episode. That's what I'm saying, but let's do it. And that's why that was, and honestly, we're the creators, so our whole creation is our favorite. But of episodes, if I'm going to say my favorite, it would be the Situationships episode, because I feel like it was a read. It was a read.
Period.
The whole time. Yeah. But that's if, man, if you guys want to.
I would say that my favorite episode, I think, honestly, it's definitely been a up-down journey. I feel like when we first started, it was just like, woo! And then we had some times where we're like, we don't know what the hell we finna talk about. What the hell we gonna do now? And even now, honestly, I'm just like, a little bit, I'm trying not to get emotional, but this is something that's really been helpful for me, you know, not only getting to have this conversation with like my best friend who's also my co-host, but also getting to, you know, have people like Cam or have people DM me and say, girl, I heard it and y'all did that thing or something like that. And for me, I think my favorite episode had to be the college different world, mm-hmm, because I really was just going down memory lane. I talked about freshman year, I talked about sophomore year, I'm talking about here, I'm talking, mm-hmm, about, we're thinking about the future where, yeah, we might have kids, and this is the decade where people are gonna be having kids, unfortunately. Mm. We're weddings, we're doing
We're going to be 30 in this decade. That's crazy.
Relax. I literally just turned 20. So y'all, 30 is a woo. Shout out to
birthday Monday. What's up?
Hey. Okay, but so yeah, I think that was my favorite episode because it, like, we're talking about reading. I don't think it necessarily read me, but it definitely allowed me to unpack a lot of the things that I hadn't talked about to that point.
Yeah, which we loved. Definitely. And yeah, we don't got to put you on the spot if you don't.
But you do have a favorite episode.
I'm like, we don't
play. Business. So, actually, it's funny you say that. Mine is Situationships as well.
Okay.
Because if you know, my college experience has been Situationships and no relationships.
What?
Yeah. So, it's just, yeah. And then also, I want to put out there, you have definitely inspired me to listen to a bit of Lizzo.
That's what I'm talking about.
I can't believe I'm
saying that's what I'm talking about.
I do not like it.
Yeah, that little Lizzo intro did on one of the podcasts. I was like, okay, let me go check her out.
Go check out Lizzo. Yeah.
You know. Hey, so, gang. I love that. But yeah, that's really what we want you guys to do. We want you guys to engage and tell us why. So when we do ask you, we're trying to grow that Twitter brand too. When we ask you, retweet us.
Right?
Let us know, because we have the Instagram brand. I feel like we have the people there. And we're just working on that.
Twitter.
Engaging with you guys on Twitter. So let us know what you like. You want us to retweet some memes, some science, things like that. Yeah, but ultimately, next episode is going to be our last episode of the season. Right? But just of the season. It's a series, so we're going to have more seasons. But of the season, and we want to do something special next episode. Mm-hmm. So we really want you guys to think about this question and unpack this question for yourselves. Because when we it's not a surprise. We're going to be doing our last episode. We're going to do it live, and we want people to watch it and engage with us. So ask us questions. We'll have somebody there, like, taking the questions down so we can answer them and all that. So it's like everybody.
We want to be real official, like.
Yeah.
So please tune in, guys. So we think, I mean, we're talking about Twitter, so it might be Instagram and Periscope or, like, Twitter Live. Mm-hmm. So definitely tune in if you need to go ahead and listen to a couple episodes before.
Yeah, so you can, like, unpack all of it.
Unpack. Definitely we'll be posting the exact date and time this week, or we're posting this on Saturday, so yeah, like this week, hopefully Sunday, Monday. Mm-hmm. So yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you,
Cameron.
Thank you guys for having me.
No problem. You feel me? Me, myself, and I. That's what we talked about. Self-brand. Take some of those tools and use them. That's all I'm going to say.
See you next week.
Bye.
One thing I have realized, that if God don't do it,
what's that?
It just won't get done.
It won't get done.
It's gonna take a miracle.
Every week.